Villa Amalia. You can find this point of interest in Erba, Path 1, Stage 4. Information. Location. The main entrance to Villa Amalia's park, which is enclosed by a large wrought iron gate, is in Piazza San Giovanni Battista della Salle, to the right of the facade of the Church of Santa Maria degli Angeli. A second entrance, which is used by the Carlo Porta State High School, is located to the left of the facade of the church. Paving. The forecourt overlooked by the second entrance to the villa is cobbled, as is the pathway leading to it and the pathway leading to the main entrance. There are lawns and trees and stone seats opposite the forecourt and along the sides of the pathways. Services, parking available in the area. Description by Silvia Fasana. Until the end of the 18th century, the great Franciscan friary of the Order of the Observant Friars of First and, from 1594 onwards, of the Reformati, of Santa Maria degli Angeli, which was built between 1480 and 1489, on land donated by Galdon Leone Carpani, stood here. In 1599 it was chosen by the order as the wool mill for the manufacture of fabrics for the robes of the friars of the entire reformed province of Milan. After its suppression in 1798, it was bought at the Cisalpine Republic auction by Milanese lawyer Rocco Marliani, against the fierce opposition of the people of Crevenna, who strongly objected to the ventilated hypothesis that the entire complex, including the church, was to be completely demolished. However, a solution was found. The plan for the conversion of the friary into a villa was entrusted to architect Leopoldo Pollack, a friend of Marliani's, who designed, amongst other things, the Villa Reale in Milano, Villa Antona Traversi in Neda, Villa Saporiti in Como and Villa Carcano in Anzano del Parco. Inaugurated in 1801, the villa was dedicated by Marliani to his wife Amalia. The Marlianis owned Villa Amalia until 1828. In those years the villa had its moment of greatest splendor and guests included sculptors Giuseppe Franchi and Antonio Canova, painters Giuseppe Bassi and Andrea Ampiani, and poets Vincenzo Monti, Giovanni Torta and Carlo Porta. In particular, Ugo Foscolo stayed there several times, and Villa Amalia was the place where his tormented love for the beautiful Maddalena Marliani Bignami first began. She was the daughter of Rocco and Amalia Marliani, and was immortalized by the poet in the final canto of Le Grazie. The mansion was first transferred from the Marlianis to the Mariettis, a family of bankers, and then to the Marquise Stampa of Soncino. The Count Samman bought the property from the latter, and then passed it on by way of inheritance to Count Spadulli, who sold it to the Chiesa family of Chiasso. From the Chiesas it was then transferred to the religious order of the Brothers of the Christian Schools. Since 1963 it has been owned by the province of Como and is the home to the Carlo Porta State High School, specializing in languages and human sciences. Despite the numerous transfers of ownership and the changes made to the building due to the different aesthetic and practical needs of its various inhabitants, the exterior of Villa Amalia, excluding the outbuildings and the various services, has reached us in its original neoclassical style. Access to the villa is from the Court of Honor, which Pollack obtained by using the basic structure of the former friary's cloister. In one of the two wings of the building, you can still see the portico called of the Capuchin, in memory of the friary. The porch is decorated with five lunettes depicting mythological scenes, such as Diana and Endymion, Bacchus and Ariadne, and episodes of the Odyssey, Ulysses guest of the sorceress Circe, Ulysses at the court of Alcinous with Nausicaa, Ulysses embraces Penelope at last, all attributed to Giuseppe Bossi, approximately 18,006. From the court of honor, a short staircase leads to the entrance of the villa. Above the French windows of the entrance, there is a beautiful frieze with grape harvester putties. The entrance hall to the villa has a Gothic revival and neo-Rococo-style decoration, thought to be the work of Luigi Scrosati, which Massimiliano Stampa wanted as a replacement to the original neoclassical hall of the Marlianis. On the ceiling there is a simulated continuous balcony, behind which there are glimpses of Gothic architecture, and from which some characters appear to lean out, in the manner of scenic fiction and trompe-l'œil. Access to the library is to the left of the entrance. The entrance also leads to the Sala Impero, Empire Room, the only virtually intact environment of the Empire-style original furnishings. It is also called Aurora Room after the famous painting by Giuseppe Bossi mounted on the ceiling. Aurora is portrayed as a winged woman who overcomes the darkness of the night, depicted as a female figure covered by a dark cloak. A neoclassical decoration, possibly the work of Giuseppe Bossi, runs along the four walls. On each wall there is a medallion. The figure portrayed above the large fireplace mirror is probably Amalia Marliani with her daughter Maddalena Marliani Bignami on the opposite wall, while the other two medallions depict the lion rampant that is the coat of arms of the Marlianis. The overdoors were painted at the end of the 19th century by painter Felice Zennaro and represent geometry, industry, painting, music, poetry and sculpture. To the right of the Aurora Room, you find the Yellow Room of eclectic taste with a beautiful stucco ceiling, a beautiful pseudo-rococo mirror, an inlaid étagère, and an early 19th century table with chairs. The Red Room, again stucco decorated with a rich chandelier, an elegant commode of the Maggiolini circle, and chairs, armchairs and sofa of romantic taste. And the corner sitting room, with oriental style furnishings and five oval medallions representing genre scenes painted by Ignazio Manzoni towards 1850. To the left of the Aurora Room, you find the reading room, characterized by a ceiling painted in neo-Gothic style, attributed to painter Scrosati, with medallions portraying the ancestors of the Stampa di Soncino family. And the dining room, with refined stuccos, a beautiful wrought iron chandelier, and original 19th century furnishings. From the Aurora Room, you may access the park through the pronaos with beautiful Ionic columns. The pronaos interior is decorated with neoclassical bas-reliefs, possibly the work of Bossi, which depicts scenes of spring, summer, and autumn. The fountain of Puttino is the one right opposite to the pronaos, while the fountain of the dolphins is the one farther away. The park hosts, too, a beautiful statue of the goddess Prudence, a legacy of the neoclassical period, around which in the last century stood a small, elegant temple. A bust of Giuseppe Parini, the work of neoclassical sculptor Giuseppe Franchi, is placed inside a niche. The Marlianis commissioned this sculpture to honor the great poet from Bosisio, an intimate friend of theirs. In the early part of the 19th century, any visitor who happened to walk the park drive hosting the monument to Parini might crush the gravel with his foot and set off an underground organ. The organ would then start to play seemingly enchanted music referred to the verses of the ode All'Inclita Nietzsche, to the illustrious Nietzsche, carved in the stone beneath the bust of the poet. The park gained its current appearance in the second half of the last century due to the work of the gardeners of Marquise Stampa di Soncino, who spent a fortune to transform it into an extremely rich and varied botanical garden, which includes pines, beeches, fir trees, magnolias, the inevitable oleo fragrance, rhododendrons, azaleas, camellias, hydrangeas, cedars, cypresses, oaks, sycamores, lime trees, laurels, a giant sequoia, and araucaria, which taper away to the north into the original features of the wood. Next to the park gate of the villa, to the left side of the church, a signboard part of the Stars of Lake Como project, promoted by the Chamber of Commerce and the province of Como, informs the reader that some scenes of the 1974 movie Allos Enfants by brothers Paolo and Vittorio Taviani and starring Marcello Mastroianni and Lia Massari were shot at Villa Amalia. Text freely drawn from Mauri alla scoperta della vecchia erba, itinerario numero 2, comune di Erba.